The Gemara continues, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. V'sover Rabbi Yehuda Stam Asa? And does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Stam is Asa? The Gemara just said before that by Tutim V'rimoinim is the Machloik as Rabbi Rabbanon. That means that when you have Tutim V'rimoinim, you have strawberries and pomegranates, that juice comes out of them. So if the juice oozes out, so it depends. If echnisan la'oichlan, if you meant to eat the tutim remoinim, and now the juice oozes out, so that's mutter, because it's meant le'achila. If you stored it in order to emanate the juice, in order to squeeze it, le'mashkin, or le'stam, meaning, he didn't decide yet if you want to do it la'oichlan le'mashkin, so then ayoytzemen is also, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds tutim remoinim, by stom is osa, yes. By oichlin, it's muta. By mashkin, it's osa. And stam is like mashkin. If you didn't decide if it's going to be loichlin or mashkin, that's stom, it's also osa. Chachamim say, no, it doesn't make a difference. It's always going to be osa. Bein loichlin, bein lo mashkin, it's always going to be osa. So frag the Gemara, v'sover Rabbi Yehuda stam osa? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that tutim remoinim, strawberries and pomegranates, stom are osa? V'otnan, we learned in the Mishnah Machshirin, cholav ha'isha. If you have a woman's milk, so the din is, it's mitame l'rotzoin v'shaloi l'rotzoin. That means, it's machshe oichlin. The halacha is that food only becomes tomei if it's huchshe l'kabal tumah. It only becomes huchshe l'kabal tumah if a liquid goes on there b'rotzoin. That means one of the shiva mashkin, that a mitame, yayin, dam, shemen, cholov, tal, du, dvash, and mayim. So any of the seven mashkin go on a food item, so it's machshir the kabatuma. Now, besides that it needs liquid, one of the zayin mashkin to go on it, it has to be l'rotzoin. It has to be the nichale, kiyutan, dumi de kiyitain. So it has to be nichale that you want the mashkin there. So cholav isha, a woman's milk, is one of the zayin mashkin called cholav, is mitame l'rotzoin shal l'rotzoin. It's machshir food to mekabel tuma, say if it went out b'rotzen, intentionally, or say shaloi l'rotzen. Zogt Rashi, v'sover Rabbi Yehuda stam is osa, meaning, shaloi piresh l'oichel v'loi l'mashke, he did not specify if it's l'oichel or l'mashke, that's tuma. So hava amashka hazov mehen osa, that's tuma is osa. V'otnan, cholav isha mitame, meaning it's machshir, saif it l'rotzen, saif shaloi l'rotzen, bein shiotzim imeno zagrashi, bein shiotzim imeno l'rotzen, bein shiotzim shaloi l'rotzen, shacholav kori mashka. Now, cholav is called mashka. Why is it called a liquid? Shenemar at the posik, it says in Shoiftim, v'atiptach es noid ha-cholav, v'atashkeyu. So we see cholav is a mashka. So it's a mashka that's machshir, saif it came out l'rotzen, saif it came out shaloi l'rotzen. The stipler increases as a simon, and he discusses the l'rotzen over here. Are we talking about the rotzen of the tinoik? That means that the tinoik wants to be manik or he doesn't want to be manik? Or it's mitzad the mother, the menekes. It's l'rotzen or shaloi l'rotzeno. He declares over there, he says that l'gabi hechsher, if he didn't bailus, so even if it's totally in the tinoik, it doesn't mean you have to have a bailim bidin emominus, because the tinik doesn't have a din bailis on the cholov. Just it means it's totally in him, because he's the one that's manik or not manik. That's called lerotzen, lo lerotzen. On the tzad that is going on the mother, so then it's bechal not totally in the tinik, meaning, does she want to now nurse, or does she not want to nurse? Does it come out lutzoyna, or does it come out drops, even shaloy lutzoyna? Meaning that's the pashtus, because the das is the mother. The child doesn't have a das. It ain't like das can be the lerotzen, shaloy lerotzen. So Al Kaporim it says that cholav isha is mitame, it's machshir l'rotzen shlo l'rotzen. However, cholav behema, when you have cholav of an animal, meaning the milk of an animal, is eina mitame ela l'rotzen, is only mitame l'rotzen. Zogt Rashi, cholav a behema eina mitame elim ken yotze l'rotzen. Meaning, v'iloi, and if it did not come at l'rotzen, if it came out the milk without l'rotzen of the there's no rotzen over there by the behema, so, or by the bailam of the behema, or the behema itself. So, lo choshev mashke. It's not called a mashke, that's machshir. Zogt Rashi Yechidish, v'im noga by sheretz in makabal tuma, v'tayim fash kamei. Meaning, not just it's not a mashke, that it's not a mashke that's machshir, or the oichlim, because it has to be l'rotzen, but itself, the milk itself, If a sheretz touches it, it's not mekabel tumah either. That's Rashi being mechadish and nuchidish. Not just it's not a machsher, but it's not even mekabel tumah if a sheretz touches it. The Ritva later on in Kuf Mem Dalet, he argues on this and he says that avadat mekabel tumah, just the inya didin hechsher, we say that legabe din hechsher oichlim, avada you need lerotzen. And because it's shloi lerotzen, it's not going to be a machsher. Because it's not called a mashka shaloi l'rotzen, because it only machshir when it's a mashka shaloi l'rotzen. It's not a shame mashka on it, so that's why it can be machshir. Mashe enkin for it itself to mekabel tuma, it's an oichel be'etzem. Even without rotzen, it's an oichel. So mamela, it should be mekabel tuma irrelevant of the fact if it's a rotzen or not. When it comes to being a shame mashka shaloi l'rotzen, it's not a shame mashka. So mamela, it's a machshir. Mashe enkin for it itself to mekabel tuma. How does Rashi say zok to mitvah that noga b'shel not mekabel tuma? It's oichel be'etzim. So why should it be totally in rotzen? So Avadi he argues and he says it is mekabel tuma. But Rashi clearly argues. Rashi says not just it's not a machsher, it's also not an oichel to mekabel tuma at all unless it's rotzen. So the Tanakh Kam in this mission to machshirin, the Chachomim holds that cholav ish is metamel l'rotzen shelo l'rotzen, cholav behem is only metamel l'rotzen. Omer Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva told the Chachomim, Kav Chomeru, Faket, a Kav Chomer that Chol Behemah should be Metame Shelo L'Rotzen too. Uma Chol V'Isha Sheinu Miyuchad El L'Ktanim. Chol V'Isha is only meant, it's very limited, it's a liquid, it's a mashka only for Ktanim. Chol V'Isha Sheinu Miyuchad El L'Ktanim, still it's Metame L'Rotzen Shelo L'Rotzen, it's called a mashka that's Metame Shelo L'Rotzen, even though it's a limited mashka. Chol V'Behemah Sheinu Miyuchad Bein L'Ktanim Bein L'Gdolim. Animal's milk is not Miyuchad only Ktanim, it's for adults also. So it's less limited, so it's more of a mashka. Saying it didn't she time ben rotzen shel rotzen, so for sure should be metame even shel rotzen. How could you say chol behem is not metame shel rotzen? It is a kosher can it should be metame shel rotzen. It's more of a mashka than chol avanisha. Zok de gemara amru loy. So the chachamim said back to defend their position that chol behem is only metame rotzen and not shel rotzen, to refute this kavach chaima. Im tome chol veisha shloi l'rotzon. The reason why chol veisha is tome shloi l'rotzon is shedame gafte tome. It's a special reason why chol veisha is metame shloi l'rotzon, because there's a din of dame gafte. That means dam that comes from an isha, from a wound, is metame. It's machshir. So yitme chol vebehema. It's likewise you want to be metame chol vebehema shloi l'rotzon shedame dame gafte tor by behema, a wound, a blood that comes out of a wound is not machshir, is not metame. Over there it's tor. So why should shloi l'rotzon be metame the cholav? Meaning there's a special reason why cholav ish is metame shloi l'rotzon. It's not because you have a kavu chaymer now that madach something which is l'ktanim gdolim, something that's only l'ktanim is metame shloi l'rotzon. So for sure ktanim gdolim should metame shloi l'rotzon. No, cholav ish is metame shloi l'rotzon because it's a special din of damag gavtoi. Zog Rashi. Rashi in the top of kuf mem dalad omed alef. Shedamag gavto. Meaning the reason why cholav ish is metame shloi l'rotzon because damag gavto is tomei. If she has a wound on her foot, or yodo, that blood comes out of her, dam chalolim, dam of a corpse. The hainu dam horu kori mashka. We know dam chalolim is called a mashka, shenemar, v'dam chalolim yishte. So the makar of a corpse is, the dam of a corpse is called a mashka, because it says in the posik, dam chalolim yishte. Now you're comparing a corpse's blood to any wound that blood comes out of. Why? It's be'etzim like dam chalolim. It's like a corpse. Why? Because the malik kotle kule, malik kotle palge. If a kotle kule, if dam chalolim, a corpse, is considered a mashka, because it says dam chalolim yishte, and that's metame, so likewise, dam of a megavtoi, of a wound, is also a small ktala. It's a small cholol. Malik kotle kule, malik kotle palge. So the reason why cholav ish is metame, because dam megavtoi is metame, because we know dam chalolim is called the yishte. It's called the mashka, that's metame. So the cholav, and what's the connection of cholav to dam? Because cholav started off as dam. The cholav kedam megavtoi, the dam nekav and nasa cholav. Dam, a woman that's nurses, her dam, her nidus, turns into cholav. The dam nekav and nasa cholav. The dam megavtoi, stoma shloi l'rotzen uvetomei. Now, dam megavtoi, no one is inflicting a wound on themselves. So any dam megavtoi is shloi l'rotzen. So we see clearly, if you're learning out cholav from dam, that shloi l'rotzen is metame. Because dam megavtoi gufa is stoma shloi l'rotzen. And it's tomei. And we're learning out cholav from dam because dam turns into cholav. So the reason why an isha shloi l'rotzen is metame or cholav is because
dam is megafter is metame shiloy lerotzen, and cholov is nasa dam. Dam is nasa cholov. Cholov comes from dam, and dam we know is chalolim, and mali lekula mali called the palga. So every megafter is really called a dam chalolim of dam chalolim yishter. But that's not relevant by behemoth zagvashi. Yit mecholov behemoth shiloy lerotzen betmiya shere dam megafter tor. By an animal is wound, the blood is not metame. The behema la bichlal chololu. It's only bichlal cholol that we say the megafta is metame. Dam chalolim yishte suah din mali kol lekula mat lekula palga. That's by a human corpse, but by an animal there's no din cholol la bichlal chololu. So emela, that's why the dam megafta behema would not be metame. So that's why cholol behema would not be metame shloim lerotzen. You don't have a kavu choyme. Yes, it's ketanim gedolim that drink the milk. So Mela, it's more of a mashka. But the reason why it's metame is only because of dam megafta, and that you don't have by behema, because dam megafta is tor, because there's no such thing as chola by behema. Zokt Rashi, umiyu dam shchita is machshir. There's one exception. The dam of the shchita, the blood by the makom shchita, that is machshir. Why? Because if there's a special pasuk that calls it like water. Mishum de iskish lemayim dechsev al ha'otz yishpichenu kamayim, that the dam shchita is shteit al ha'otz yishpichenu kamayim. So we compare it to mayim. So dam shchita is unique. That's the only thing that's machshir, because that's considered kamayim. So it's like one of the zayin mashkim. But stamazoi, when it comes to chol behema shelo lerotzen, that would not be metame, and that's what chomeshit is. Chol of ish is metame lerotzen shelo lerotzen. Chol of behema is not metame only lerotzen shelo lerotzen not metame, because you don't have dam magafta of a behema being tomei, because there's no such thing as cholol. Dam shchita is different, but stam dam behema is takator. Now Rashi in the beginning of the sugya said that cholov is called a mashka because the pasuk that says vatiftach is noyda cholov atashkeyu. So Tosov on Amid Beis, Tosov says that you don't have to come on to this into the maskona. And the reason why cholov is a mashka, because cholov and dam is one. Cholov and dam nasa cholov. So that's the reason why it's a machshir. It's a mashka because it's cholov and dam is echadu. So Tosov, the mamasa l'rotzim shol l'rotzim, can mefash b'somach tamim shum l'dam agafta tomei v'cholov v'dam chadu. The reason why it's metame shol l'rotzim because dam agafta is tomei, and dam and cholov is one. The dam nekam nasa cholov. V'lo yitzrich l'mash pirish b'kuntas b'shum l'ikrim mashka, because it says, v'tiftach es noyda chelo v'atashkeyu. So back to the Gemara, the Chachomim told Rabbi Akiva that you can't say there's a kal v'chomer because dam cholov isha is because of the dam, and that you don't have by behema, and l'oilam by behema shlo l'rotzen is taka not going to be tomei. Omer lehen, continues the Gemara, kufam dalad omer aleph, omer lehen, so Rabbi Akiva told back to the Chachomim, machmani b'cholov, I'm machmir by cholov more than dam. Meaning the reason why it's tomei is not because of the dam shaboy. I'll bring you a proof why it's not tolei in dam. Shacholov lerfua tomei. Vamek is lerfua is tohor. So Rabbi Kiv is telling back to Chachomim that even though dam megafta of a behemah is not called a mashka, but the reason why I'm machmir by cholov, that it's called a mashka, even shalei lerotzon, more than dam, is because cholov lerefua, that means if an animal needs to take out the milk because it's hindering its health, meaning it's mazik, so then cholov lerefua, that's machshir, that's tomei, because after all, that's lerotzen, you're taking it out knowledgeably with your intent. And when you make his lerefua, that means if you take out the dam of an animal for refua, that's gonna be tor, it's not gonna be machshir. So we see clearly that dam and cholov are not connected. And cholov of a behema would be metame, even though dam of a behema is not metame, because mekes dam lerfu is tar, and cholov lerfu is tomei. So just like lerotzen, you can't compare one to another. So melehu adin, you should be metame cholov even shaloi lerotzen from the original kavachoyma that I had from Isha. Back to the original kavachoyma. That's what Rashi learned. Zog Rashi. Why? That's called the rotzen. You want to take out the milk. If you make his dam, then it's tar. The dam agafti. And dam agafti is tar. Since cholov lerfu is tomei, af hanoitiv shaloi lerotzen tomei. So likewise, when it drips out shaloi lerotzen by cholov, by a behemoth, it should be tomei. Meaning, from the original Kavachomim that we had before. But we're being matcha that you're saying that it's only because of dam. The Chachomim wanted to be mechalik between cholov of an isha and cholov of behema, that only cholov of isha, shaloi lerotzen, is tomei. Why? Because
because damagafta is tomei. Zokta bekivet zirik, that no, it's not because of the dam. Varayu, we see we're machmir by cholov more than dam, so it's not dependent on the dam. So meli you have back the original kavachoyma that says that mad cholov ishu, which is not meyuchad only ktanim, is metamish shalol rotzen. So for sure cholov behemah meyuchad b'ktanim gedolim is metamish shalol rotzen. So in that the Chachomim say back to Rabbi Akiva, Omru loy, talking to Chachomim to Rabbi Akiva, that you can bring a raya that cholov lerfua, which is berotzen is tomei, suadin cholov of a behema shalol rotzen should be tomei. Why? Because salizesim vanovim yochichu. When you have baskets with olives and grapes, they should be mechiach. Because why? Shamashkan ayoytzmen lerotzen tomein. If you have liquids that ooze out lertzoynoi, they're tomei. So we see clearly we're mechalik between rotzen and shaloi l'rotzen. So we're doing by chol behema. Chol behema sheyotze l'tzoyne is takatome, and shaloi l'tzoyne is tar. So mele we find a precedence to mechalik between rotzen and shaloi l'rotzen. So you can't tell me kavl choymers that it should be metame shaloi l'rotzen by behema. No, we see salazesim anovim that mashkin yotze l'rotzen atome, and shaloi l'rotzen atarim. Tosis over here brings that in the Machshirin, we bring the teretz that Rabbi Akiva told the Chum on this. So Tosis, Salazes, Manom Yachichu, Shemashka, Yotzim, and Rotzen, Tomish, Lerotzen, Tar, Bishilim, Sechas, Shirin, Masayim, meaning Rabbi Akiva is Masayim to the Chachomim, Loim Amid, Besalazes, Manovim, Shreit, Chilosa, Oichel, Vesefa, Mashka, meaning the reason why it's on Machshir is because it starts off as Oichel, and at the end it's Mashka. Tomu b'cholov shetchilos v'soif mashka. So mele, it's not really a mashka to be machshir because it starts off as oichel, and that's where you can bring a raya from salizesim. That's the sugya over there. How Rabbi Akiva answers, refutes this tain of the chachomim. So that's the shak v'tayi over there in machshirin legabe machlok Rabbi Akiva chachomim. So now going back to Rabbi Yehuda, that we started off the sugya. We said stoma, meaning stam tutmiri moinim. Stoma is osur. Zok the gemara. Now back to this. Raya we bring from Salizesim. Why? Zok the Gemara, my lav, when we said, L'rotzon, it's Tomei, and Shalom L'rotzon, it's Tahar. What does L'rotzon mean? My lav L'rotzon, meaning, the Nichale, meaning I want the Mashkim to come out, by the Zesim Anovin. And Shalom L'rotzon means, Bistoma, meaning I have no specific intent, I didn't decide if I'm going to squeeze it, I'm going to eat it. And it says that Shalom L'rotzon, which is Tomei, it says clearly that it's Tahar. So now we have a Kavachoyma. Zeisim anovim are types of fruits that are really meant to be squeezed. Most of them are squeezed. They're mostly meant for schita. And yet we find, if you machnis stoma, it says clearly, shaloi l'rotzim alai klum, meaning it's tar. Shaloi l'rotzim means stoma. And it says stoma is tar. So kavachoyim tutim v'rimoinim, which are not meant for squeezing. Most people don't. It's a gray area. Tutim v'rimoinim de labnei schita ninu. Majority are not meant for schita. So like kol shekein by stoma, the mashka should be tar. So how does the Yehuda say that mashka that's zov mishavis from tutim v'rimoinim, that you are machnis stam, we say it has a shame mashka on it, and it's nichlal gzeres mashkin, and it's also, here we see clearly that he hold that stoma or tar. We see clearly, not like that. Now, you could be etzim b'mechalik in the comparison, because Shabbos, the nidin is, are you choshesh that you'll be soichet the peris now when Mashka comes out? That's not the gay legabe din tuma. But akoponim, we're comparing the two, that there's a gzera of shema yishchat, because it's a shem Mashka, so then it's a shem Mashka, legabe tumetar, it should be a shem Mashka, and here we see clearly that stoma is tar. So now, we're asking a kasha because we're assuming this is Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, even if it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kolshkan on Rabbi Yehuda. Zog Rashi, shaloi l'rotzen means bistoma, v'katoni tahirin d'lechoshi mashka. Now, I Rabbi Yehuda komalo, if it's Rabbi Yehuda talking, so kasha, then it's a direct zira. Rabbi Yehuda says stoma is osen, here we see stoma is tor. Vi rabbonon kamri, and if this is rabbonon talking, then kolshkan tahirin Rabbi Yehuda, and for sure come to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be tor. Why? Do amidi de l'rabbonon mashkahu, that which rabbonon consider a mashka, l'Rabbi Yehuda la mashkahu. So kolshkan midi l'rabbonon la mashka. So for sure something that is not a mashka come to the rabbonon. So for sure come to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called a mashka. So we're asking a kasha, madach zesim vanovim that are b'nei schita. There's stam oimed l'schita, but stoma we say clearly over here, shaloi l'rotzim v'loi klum. Shaloi l'rotzim means stoma and it's tar. So tutu remoinim that are not b'nei schita, they're not meant for squeezing. So for sure, stoma, if you machne stam, it's going to be tar. So how did we say before in Rabbi Yehuda that mashka that's yoitzim tutu remoinim, stoma is osur? Here we see clearly that it's considered tar. And that Gemara answers loi, meaning the assumption you made is incorrect. L'rotzen doesn't mean nichalei
And shaloi l'rotzen means tome. No, l'rotzen means tome. And l'rotzen taka, it's taka in the tome, because tome is taka tome. L'rotzen is taka stoma. And that's why it's machshir. Shaloi l'rotzen means that behedya, I'm saying I don't want. The goli adatid omer lo nichali, meaning I don't want it to go out. And that's why it's taka not machshir. Zogdrashi gilui das is worse. The goli adaita behedya v'omar loy nichali v'have gilui daita tfei miyechnisa la'oichlin. Meaning even if zeisim v'anovim that are meant la'achila, if mashkin are yoytzim and it's osa, but if you megala das behedya that you don't want it, so then it doesn't have a din mashkin, na legabe din hechshatuma, na legabe din chshash of schita. V'hi boi seim, the Gemara is another teretz, that the reason why salah zeisim la'oilom shalom l'rotzim in stoma, aye, we said stoma is also here. We see stoma is not. So Gemara, v'iboy seima, shiny salah zeisim anovim came in the leibut kaima. After all, there's holes in these baskets, so it's going leibut. It's getting lost. So mikora afkure mafkelu, meaning I'm mafker it from the beginning. So memela, that's why the juice that oozes out does not have a din mashka and it's not machshir. But ein chenam when you have peres that are stam in regular kalim that are preserved, that don't fall out the ibud. So for there, Rabbi Yehuda hold that even by tutim v'remoinim stoma, the yoytzim would have it in mashka. We're mechalik between over here where it's yoytzim le ibud. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the omid kuf mem dalad omid aleph.